Bava Basra, Perek Dalet, Mishneh Tes. Now we're going to talk about the things that are not included in the sale of a field. Avalom Machar, he has not sold, lo es ha'avonim she'enon l'tzarka, not the stones that are not needed for the purpose of the field, either as a fence or as to hold on the sheaves. Lo es ha'konim she'makarim she'enon l'tzarka, not the sticks that are in the vineyard that are not needed to hold up the vines. Also, if you have produce or grain that has already been uprooted from the ground, that's also not included in the sale. Now, however, at the time that the seller tells the buyer, he is selling you this field with everything in it, then of course all these things are included. Now, even if he were to say that he's saying selling everything in it, still, he's still not including that partition of reeds that is the size of a quarter kav, where you could plant a quarter kav that size or larger, because that already is distinguishable and significant enough in the field that it's not included in the sale. Velo es ha-shamera she'asui betit, not a guardhouse, guard hut, I should say, that has been put on it, because that is significant by itself. Velo es ha-charuv ha-murkav, and not a carob tree that has already been grafted, because it's already significant by itself. Velo es ha-sadan ha-shikma, and not a sycamore tree which has already had branches taken off from it, because at that point it's already considered more mature and therefore not included in the sale. Below is habor, not the pit. Below is hagas, also not a wine press. Below is hashovach, and not a dovecote where birds live. Ben chariv and ben yeshuvim. Whether any of these things are presently no longer utilized, they're chariv and they're destroyed, they're not in use, or whether or not they're presently in use, they're yeshuvim, they're settled and utilized. Either way, these items are not included. Now, since they're not included, and the original owner still owns them even after he sells the field, Rabbi Akiva says that the original owner, since he keeps these items, he's as Rabbi Akiva's shita, his opinion, as we've had before, is that he's mocher ba'ayin yafa mocher, that the person who sells an item sells it with a good eye, but generously. Therefore, he is not going to leave a path to these items which were left out of the sale. So therefore, if he wants to be able to access them and get to them, he's going to have to purchase from the person he sold it to a pathway to get there. The Chachamim disagree and they say, no, a person doesn't sell with such generosity. Therefore, he of course left himself a path to get to the items that were not included in the sale. Now, Umod Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva does agree to the Chachamim, Bisman Sha'amarlo, that if he says, he speaks out additionally, Chutz Me'elu, that these items are not included in the sale. Things that without him saying anything would not have been included in the sale, but he goes out of his way to say that these items are not included in the sale, that in those cases, he does not need to purchase a way to get to the items, to get to the, let's say, the shovach, or to the gas, or the boar, which are not included in the sale, because the fact that, even according to Rabbi Akiva, who says a person generally sells generously, in this instance, since he has spoken out an item that didn't need to be said, therefore he's definitely going to leave aside from the sale a way to get there for himself. Now, machar la'acher, what if he sells these items, such as the shovach, or the gas, etc.? He doesn't sell his field, he only sells those items to somebody. So Rabbi Akiva Omer, Ein Tzarach Likach Lo Derech, the person who purchases those items does not have to purchase in additionally a way to get to them. That's included in the sale because he's generous. However, the Chachamim disagree and say, Tzarach Likach Lo Derech. No, the seller did not sell so generously. Just because he sold him the wine press, etc., doesn't mean to say that he sold him the way to get there. He has to purchase that separately. Now, but Medvar Memorim, when are all these things that we set up until now, what's included, what's not included in the sale, when is that true? But Mocher, that's by somebody who's selling an item. Aval Benosein Matana, but if somebody gives somebody a gift, Nosein Eskulam, everything is included in the sale. And we cannot expect the one receiving the gift to ask that these items should be spoken out, because he's embarrassed, he's receiving a gift, he doesn't want to go and ask, are you including this or not including that? Therefore, we presume that the one who gives a gift is giving it by anyafe, is giving it with a generous hand. In addition to a case of a gift, but also when people are dividing up or taking possession of property, it's not a sale, but rather they're taking possession of property from either from Hefker, from where it was not owned by anybody. Any situation like that, when they are taking possession of the property, when you take possession of part of the property, part of the field, everything is included. Such as ha'achin shecholku, if you have brothers who are dividing up a yerusha, an inheritance, so when they divide it up, zochu basada, when whoever takes possession and gets this a particular field to be part of his inheritance, hechzi b'chulam, he is taking possession of all the items in the field. Also, hamachzik b'nichsi hager, somebody who takes possession of the possessions that used to belong to a convert and who has no inheritors. If he has no inheritors, so it's his, after he dies, all of his possessions are considered hefker, considered ownerless. And therefore, anyone who takes possession of them was the automatic owner of them. So, amachzik b'nechzi hager, hechzik basad, if he takes possession of a field that had belonged to the ger, hechzik b'chulan, he is then taking possession of all of these items we mentioned before. Hamakdish as a sad, if somebody sanctifies a sad, a field, for the purposes of the Beis HaMikdash, hekdesh as kulam, everything is included in the hekdesh, and that's because the person who makes something hekdesh is doing it generously. Shimon Amar Hamakdish as a sada, someone who makes his field kadosh, lo hekdesh ela as sacharuv hamurkav as adana shikman. The only things that are included in the act of hekdesh is the Cheruv HaMorkov, is the carob tree that has already been grafted, and the Sadana Shikma, and the sycamore tree that has had its branches taken off from it, and those are included in the Hekdesh.